Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope the day is treating you good. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday. We're hoping to be joined by our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center. No, no, Paul. There we go.
I was going to do my Paul Trombley impression, but it's not very good.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing there?
We're doing good, good. Here. Enjoying some clear blue skies here in central Wisconsin. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you know, kind of the same type of scenario here through the end of the weekend. Hmm. Still the weekend starting off that way, but yeah, still looking at some of the shower and storm chances coming in as we get the later half of the weekend, starting later Saturday night and then Sunday. Kind of those two periods are best chances for getting some needed rains out there. Looks like we're still going to stay with the sunshine and highs today at about 90 with an east wind, 5 to 10. 58, clear to partly cloudy tonight. 90 on Friday and Saturday. Still sunny both days with light winds in place as well. After that high at 90 on Saturday. Shower storm chances move in late Saturday night, 63. Showers, some scattered storms Sunday, 81. More showers Monday still with those clouds and some cooler temps in the mid-70s. And more mid-70s Tuesday and Wednesday. Just a few isolated shower chances into midweek. But definitely looking at our main chances for getting some rainfall that could amount to something here from Saturday night through Sunday night, kind of that time frame. Looking at more of that opportunity to get some rain out there for us.
Ooh. Well, Mother Nature definitely heard my dad. My dad has been screaming and hollering. And yeah, he's old man yelling at cloud, like, rain, cloud, rain. And then finally.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure. I know he's not alone.
Yeah.
No.
It's all about his lawn, Paul. I'd love to say that it was about humanity or other things. It's his lawn. He cares very deeply about that lawn.
Yeah. Among other things, many things have been suffering.
Yeah, no kidding.
Appreciate you, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Have a great day.
Yeah, me too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
You know, I didn't want to, and I know he's got another call to make, so I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm like, yes, now. So we've got 3 days in a row of 90-degree weather. Then it's going to be in the 70s next week, just when my air conditioning is going to be fixed. Thanks, Mother Nature.
That's exactly how Mother Nature works. She plans for these things. She looks at, I have no doubt of this. I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever. Mother Nature is in on all of our emails. She's you know how you look something up and then all of a sudden you know on your social media it shows up. Mother Nature has been doing that for a long time.
I think we're finally paying for all those, you know, when we were making fun of her earlier, before we learned our lesson. And she's got a long memory, let's just put it that way.
She is queen.
Yes, that's right.
We had a double header yesterday here at WFHR with our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Really nice set of games by the boys. That first game especially.
Wow, that was a good one.
They rocked Green Bay. The Rockers were not the same after that game. 11-4 win. They out-hit Green Bay 16-9.
Whoa.
And both Seth and I found out in the same game, hey, Brendan's back.
Brendan Bobo's back. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bobo saw a 2-0 pitch and riffed a ball into right field for a 3-run homer. Welcome back.
In the first inning. Yeah, no kidding.
Welcome back, Bobo.
Yeah.
A great kid.
He's
great
something
player.
Special, man.
Yeah. You said this. I want to give you credit for it. You'd be shocked if you didn't see him in the major leagues. I'm with you on this. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
He's from a great program, you know, in Fullerton. There's just something about him, man. He's got that swing.
May have used up all of our hits in game one.
Oops. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, it happens to the best. The Rafters fell short in the second game of the doubleheader to the Green Bay Rockers, 6-5, just barely. Each team had 9 hits. The Rockers committed 2 errors, Rafters 0. I know we lost that game, but that 0 errors, that is big.
That's big. They've if there's one thing they've really struggled with at the beginning of the year was their fielding. I hope that's coming together now. It looks like they're starting to play a little better in the field.
I've been paying a lot of attention to that, and I've been doing it. I've always done it with major league teams, but I honestly hadn't really done it much with the Rafters. This year, it's just been more of an outlier.
Yeah, I think so.
It's been an almost clear eyesore of this is not to say this is the clear reason they win or lose, but it's definitely a big part of it. And look at any World Series that's ever been won. There's never been a bad defensive team that won a World Series.
Yep.
I just don't. Not in my lifetime that I've seen.
It doesn't really. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's that defense. You know, I don't want to go with the cliche. Defense wins championships, but you do need to be able to catch, especially in baseball. You got to catch the ball in order to win.
The White Sox 05 World Series, I maintain, was won on defense. They played small ball. They won on speed. Great pitching. I love you, Mark Burley. I love you. If you ever need a kidney, ask me and I'll give it to you. But it was defense. It was defense that won that. It almost any time you see, especially a really neck and neck World Series.
Yep.
That one was a sweep, but it didn't. On paper, it looked like that. It didn't. Those four games were not. Trust me, as I was on the edge of my seat, on my knees at one point. It was not.
Man, it was the glory moment of Scott Podsednik. That's all I'm going to say, man. After that, he just kind of disappeared. So
the Rafters dropped to 12-11, and they will have to shake it off this one as they head to Fond du Lac tonight to take on the Dock Spiders. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 at Hare Baker Field. You, of course, can catch that game right here. You don't have to travel all the way to Fond du Lac.
No.
6:20, our pregame will start. Join Joey for that one. The Rafters back home tomorrow night to take on the Dock Spiders. 6:20 as well for that pregame kick. Off. Great way to kick off the weekend at Winter Field with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Encourage you to do that. Catch every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. I wanted to touch on another one here, Seth. So we're going to get into it a little bit later. Hot Dad Summer. We've got that coming up.
Oh, dear.
We have a couple of AI stories we've got to get to.
Okay.
And five things neighbors hate.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Where was that one? There was another. This one. The best summer jobs. The five best summer jobs for teens.
For teens?
Yeah, we're going to get
Why
into that
one. Why just teens? Why can't we? What's going on there?
I think that's a solid point. Yes, yes. But Miller Lite wants you to, it's officially summer and the heat waves are on, unless you're in Texas where they've already arrived. Miller Lite wants you to make sure that your beer stays cold this summer, so they're encouraging people to put ice in their brew.
Huh?
And that's a no-no for a lot of people because ice water will water down the beer.
Yeah.
Miller Lite has a solution. They're selling beer cube trays online for $8. You pour beer into the silicone tray, toss it into the freezer, and you'll end up with 24 mini beer cubes, which are actually shaped like mini cans of Miller Lite.
Oh, jeez.
These cubes are small enough to fit inside a bottle or a can, which is key. If you used a standard ice tray, you'd have to drink your iced beer out of a pint glass. And your friends would, probably rip on you for that. They're going to rip on you for putting ice in your beer, period.
Period.
Period. You can check them out at MillerLite.com if you want. The trays are almost sold out immediately. Miller Lite says that there's more on the way. They've done well.
Yes.
This is a misleading thing because for every person that buys one of those for a real gift, there are people that buy them for gag gifts.
Yep.
But there are more so people that buy them and immediately flip them to eBay and double the price and all that.
Well, because they know that when they do promotions like this, there's always a limited amount. And this is done very deliberately so they can say, oh, we sold out in the first day or whatever like that. But because of that, they're rare. They're more rare. And then you're absolutely right. People are going to turn around and try to sell them for more, make a buck, quick buck on because of the rarity of whatever product it is you're selling.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Miller Lite's one of my go-to beers.
Okay.
It always has been. I like the taste.
Oh, I was going to rip on it. I'm glad I didn't.
Well, and you can because I wouldn't say that it's the greatest of beers or anything like that either. There's no beer that I'm going to die on that hill on.
Not really.
Beer is way too selective, way too each person's own taste is their own taste and all that. To me, though, you can miss me with this. This is not happening. For one, I ain't paying $8 for something that I already got in
ice
my
cube
ice
tray.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
I'm not doing that. I am no cheapskate, but I refuse to waste money, too. Just break up a piece of ice. I mean, if you really wanted to do this, just break an ice cube and boom, it fits right in there.
Here, I think I have the solution, okay? So what you want to do, in this way you can do it so it's not water that you're making the ice cubes out of. You can go ahead, open a can of Miller Lite, whatever, let it go flat. and then pour that into the tray and freeze it, because you don't want it to the bubbles, because that won't work with the ice. You want it to be flat. You can't have the carbonation in there. Pour that into the tray so you actually have beer ice cubes to put in your beer.
Yeah.
So it's not going to water it down as much, a little bit, but not as much. Oh, so there you go.
That is pretty good, brother. That is pretty good. I like that. Nicely done. You just helped out a lot. I don't know if you solved it, but I guarantee you this weekend there will be at least 10 people trying that. There's at least going to be 10 people trying
You're welcome, Wisconsin Rapids. That's all I'm going to say.
Enjoy. And be safe out there, everybody.
Yes, please.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show on WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
Everclear? Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, they play this a lot in California. Yeah,
I'll bet they do. They probably still do.
It's time to do some celebrating. So let's go ahead and get a little birthday music. Let's try this.
All right. That sounds good.
It's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day where we get to celebrate you and our great friends at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, get on over there and celebrate your birthday with them, and you will get, oh, geez, I forget. Seth, do you remember what they get over there?
Well, they get a wonderfully triangular slice of pie. Now, ooh, it doesn't matter what kind of pie, because, of course, Brian makes all kinds of pies.
Yes.
So choose your favorite. Go down there, get it for free if it's your birthday, and enjoy. Bring a candle if you want.
Yes.
You know, light your own little candle.
I'm sure they'd like that. Go ahead and on over to Misty's and enjoy yourself. And get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Like our Facebook page, and you can direct message us that way as well. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's do one today.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. So first off, we want to wish a very happy 14th birthday to Ruby Fache.
Hey, Ruby. Happy birthday, Ruby.
Ruby is Pam's great niece who lives in Chiocton.
Very good. Very good.
Ruby, enjoy your 14th.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
We don't get enough teenagers on this.
No, we don't.
We need more teenage birthdays.
That's great. That's a really good one. Our next one, somebody I knew as a teenager, Mr. Ben Kauf, celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ben is was a part of the band Hugh and a couple of others. I think Mulligan's. Was he Mulligan's too? I'm not sure. Ben, old high school teammate, mm-hmm. Friend of mine. Ben is in Madison, rocking out, doing his thing. Incredible musician. And this is interesting, actually, Seth, doing the show with you, because up until I met you, Ben probably had the greatest music ear I knew.
Mm.
He just could hear, and I felt like he heard things differently, heard things that I didn't hear. It wasn't until I met you that I'm like, oh, there are other people like that, too. I've never met anybody that has the ear that you have for sound. Not so much music, but for sound.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm... Is that a good thing? I don't know.
Oh, it's very good when I hire you for production.
That's
it's
true. Very good. So it's all for you, doesn't it? No.
It is not good in the sense of for you and having to hear my voice as much as you do with the way your ears are. But Ben, really, really talented musician.
Nice.
I play a lot of different stuff, too. Mm-hmm. He's very versatile. Happy birthday, Ben. Enjoy your day.
Yes.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Kaylee Liska.
Kaylee, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kaylee. Mm-hmm. Some people cared about you and sent us your birthday about a week or two ago. We've been waiting to celebrate with you. Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Nice.
Enjoy your day.
Yes,
keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. Alisa Gornenson kicks off our celebrity birthday. She's 49 today. She was Becky Connor on Roseanne.
Is she still
Becky.
Doing it? Yeah, I think
she's
right.
still
yeah.
on there. Yeah, Donald Faison is 49. Famously, most famous role, Chris Turk on Scrubs.
Okay, all right.
He's been doing a lot more commercial work and mm-hmm. Doing some other things, but Donald Faison's had a nice career.
He
was in Clueless. He's done a couple of things.
You will recognize him when you see him.
Yeah
very recognizable face, yeah.
And seems like a naturally charismatic actor.
Yes.
Like just you give him a line and he'll take care of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Good actor. Carson Daly is 50. The big 5-0 for Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
The Voice, Last Call with Carson Daly. Carson Daly,
True Request Live. Was that,
True Request Live. TRL yeah. Live or TR, something? Like
whatever.
That?
I can't remember what it's called.
That
but yes.
thing was huge. When it's for those couple of years there, how big that was.
Early 2000s, I think, right? Yeah. Late 90s, early 2000s.
As MTV slowly like kind of died as a music television format, they went out with a bang with that show.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the last thing that people like had to go to MTV
Very
for.
Very popular,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every musician you could think of wanted to be on that show. And Carson Daly, a great MC, great host. Got his start in radio. Very similar to Ryan Seacrest, started in radio and went to TV and all that. Not many Dick Clarks or people like that out there. So I always find that interesting when that happens.
Yes.
Carson Daly, also very self-deprecating. he did a bit once. I can't remember what it was. I think it was for the state, or it was for SNL or something. But it was like basically Carson Daly doing a TRL Live like 50 years in the future. And it's him with like a comb over, and like it's, but it's still with all the screaming teenagers and everything. And he's just like losing his mind. He's like, "What? How excited can you be? You've heard this song 100 times." Like,
that's good.
It was good. It was a good.
I like that. Yeah,
it was a good bit. He did a good job. The great Kurt Warner is 52 today.
Oh wow!
Retired quarterback who led the St. Louis Rams to their Super Bowl 34 victory over the Tennessee Titans, 23-16. Led the Arizona Cardinals. Wow, yeah,
that's
bad.
Going back, man.
That was bad. Led the Cardinals to a Super Bowl. Should have won. Dang it. Wanted Larry Fitzgerald to get his Super Bowl.
I never. I just realized that the connection between St. Louis. And those two teams that now a city that has no football team and probably won't have one again ever.
No, probably not. it's such a baseball town anyway.
Yeah, it's for sure, it is
weird to have St. Louis not have a team. It is a little weird. Kurt Warner, his life is so interesting.
Fascinating story.
They could make a movie about
They did! Oh, man.
I don't know. I never saw that.
Me neither.
I don't know if it's good or not, but Kurt Warner does a great job, too, on the NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Page is 53, former Bare Naked Ladies singer. His second cousin is Canadian superstar Snow. Oh, that's an awkward family.
Oh, James. Oh, man. I think we just did a double whammy on James there. Oh, my gosh.
I got to be honest. A little bit in my mouth right there. A little bit. That was too much. Dan Brown is 59, author of Angels and Demons, The Da Vinci Code, The Lost Symbol, Inferno, and the fifth book in the series. Origin.
Oh, I didn't realize he was still writing those.
I didn't either. Very well-selling author.
Oh, no kidding.
Very, very good-selling author. Amy Brennan is 59, private practice. You can see her on that. Good actor.
Oh, man. Judging Amy, right? That was she was the star of that one.
That's it.
But I got to tell you, and it, for me and James, I guess people don't know this out there, it all comes back to Heat because she is in Heat as well, and she does a great job, like everyone in that movie does.
There's not one bad performance in Heat.
No.
There is so many like small roles for amazing actors.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very few movies have I watched more intensely or more times than Heat. I've watched Heat at least 50, 60 times.
Wow.
I'm not exaggerating, at least. And her performance, like you said, along with all the others, not one bad performance.
Yep.
Aaron Brockovich Ellis is 63.
All right.
Underestimated legal clerk who led a legendary lawsuit against an electric company that was dumping chemicals in the ponds near their facility. Julia Roberts won an Oscar for playing her on screen.
I was going to say, they should make a movie. Oh, wait.
A amazing interview. I've seen her on Bill Maher. I've seen her on a bunch of different shows. She is, I have to say, Julia Roberts, I've never heard anybody say Julia Roberts is an amazing actor. It's nothing against her. I just don't think that when we think of her, we think of her as a thespian. But she went all out on that role. She, when you see Aaron Brockovich in interviews and you see that movie, it's mimical.
It's
really good. It is really well done. She earned that Oscar.
She did.
Tracy Pollan is 63. Michael J. Fox's wife and his girlfriend on Family Ties. She was so good on that show.
Yes, she was great.
A couple of our favorites coming up here, Seth. First, Bruce Campbell is 65.
Oh, the chin. Bruce the Chin Campbell. Love that man.
The acting god from the Evil Dead movies, of course. Burn Notice, he was big on. Boba Hotep, an underrated movie.
What a career. He's written a couple of really hilarious books. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He is all around. And you talk about someone who has made a career out of, like, making fun of his career.
Yes.
It's Bruce Campbell. Yeah. He does it, and he still does, and he's so good at it, man.
Really good. Yeah. A lot of love, and one of the greatest character actors of all time.
100%.
The great Cyndi Lauper is 70 today.
Wow.
70 for Cyndi Lauper. Time After Time, of course, She Bop, All Through the Night, True Colors, and Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that whatever Miss Lauper is doing, she is still having a good time.
Behind the musical Kinky Boots, too.
Yeah,
if you've ever
right.
seen that, it's a great musical, yes.
She's a good actor.
Yep.
It was her idea to get to do a little more acting in the, I think, the She Bop video, the mm-hmm. one with Lou Albano. Or no, that was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I think.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah.
But it was her idea to do that, and the director went with it, and it got her acting bits and
that's
stuff
right,
from out there. And speaking of acting, I think you can make the argument the greatest actor any of us have ever seen.
Ooh.
Period.
Okay.
Meryl Streep is 74 today.
You can make the argument. There's definitely a case there, 100%.
I think the fun thing about that argument is that there's no wrong answers.
That's right.
Other than Kevin Costner. There's no wrong answers. but Meryl Streep, she received 21 Oscar nominations and won 3. Just take her Oscar-winning roles, Kramer versus Kramer, Sophie's Choice, The Iron Lady. If she only did those 3 movies in her career, I would make the argument that Meryl Streep is the greatest actress of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But let alone everything else she has done. And she, I don't know how you get to the end of her IMDb page, sit back and look at her career and like, that's the greatest resume I've ever seen for an actor, period. Like, yeah. I study this intensely, insanely, people, and I'm not saying that makes me smarter than anybody else. I'm just telling you, I've done my homework on this.
Right, right.
And, man, I'm telling you, there is nobody, no one, you can name anybody, and there's nobody who even comes close to her IMDb page.
No. And I got to tell you, there's something she has been able to handle. One of the most famous people in the world. I would venture to say, because of her career, has handled fame better than her. It's really remarkable how she has been able to balance being a very, very, very public person with her private life. And I give her tons of credit for that.
It may be in part, and it's weird to say this, but Meryl Streep actually got kind of a late start to acting.
Mm-hmm.
She fought really hard because she couldn't get a role early in her career because she was, quote, not pretty enough.
Not conventionally
beautiful.
Attractive,
that's
right.
What she was told.
Yep.
She's talked about this a lot in interviews, and I think that can't help but humble you, especially an already humble person.
Right.
And Meryl Streep's had a 40-year career. When's the last negative thing you ever heard about her? What's the most controversial thing you've ever heard about? Like, there's nothing. Nothing. To your point, you know?
Yeah.
I never really thought about that part of it, but I'm glad you brought that up, because that, especially in this day and age, that's very noteworthy.
Because you have to separate the two. There's the job of acting, but then there's what comes along with it, which is celebrity.
Yeah.
How do you handle the celebrity part? That's the tough thing for acting, and I think you would agree. The acting, I think actors are fine with the acting. That's what they do. That's their job.
Yeah.
But what comes with that, how do you handle the celebrity? And that's the hard part.
Seth and I on the Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5, we're talking about the great Kris Kristofferson, who turns 87 today.
Yes.
Happy 87th to one of the most talented human beings under the sun.
He's so awesome.
Can do it all.
Yep.
If Kris Kristofferson couldn't dance, I would be surprised. It's like, oh, that's one thing he can't do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, something we didn't mention over there, he's also an awesome interview.
Yeah, he is.
If you hear him talk about what's going on in like Hollywood or country scene or whatever it was he was at the time, he's got great stories, too.
He really does.
I mean, come on.
Some people no longer with us, like the great David L. Lander, Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, born in 1947, passed away in 2020. He was great.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze, born in 1954, passed away way too young in 1977.
Chico and the Man.
Yeah, Chico and the Man. Freddie Prinze's Jr.'s dad.
Yep.
Great, great actor. My favorite, maybe my favorite journalist on TV ever. Maybe. I don't know. I've never really thought about it too hard, but I see his name, and it's one of the first things I think of. Ed Bradley, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 2006.
I'm Ed Bradley.
60 Minutes stud star. 60 Minutes in its heyday had no bad report.
They were all good.
Every one of them was incredible at what they did. I would think that in many ways, Carl was inspired by that show with Morning Magazine when he created Morning Magazine.
That makes sense. Actually,
I know. I think of it when I go into that show and do that show. Mm-hmm. But for me, Ed Bradley was must see television.
Yeah,
I loved, you know, the 3 o'clock game on CBS would end and it'd go right into 60 Minutes.
Yep,
and Ed Bradley would often have the opening segment, mm-hmm. so I could watch it and then go right to Fox so I could see The Simpsons. That was my Sunday
routine. That was your Sunday routine. Very nice.
Forever.
That's great.
I loved Ed Bradley's work. Mm-hmm. Ed Bradley put a human touch on journalism without putting his opinion on it.
Yeah.
He could put feelings into things without you ever knowing where he stood on these issues or mm-hmm. anything like that. We need more Ed Bradleys in the world.
Yep.
And the great Billy Wilder wraps things up, born in 1906. Get this, born in 1906, passed away in 2002.
He almost made 100. Wow.
I did not realize he lived that long.
Yeah.
Writer, director of, I don't know, Sunset Boulevard, Some Like It Hot, you know, just there's a couple
just
of things.
A few movies. He wrote Double Indemnity, one of my all-time favorite movies. He directed that one. Plus one that it does not get talked about, Ace in the Hole.
Yeah.
With Kirk Douglas. That's a fabulous movie. And it's a very thought-provoking movie as well. Billy Wilder was one of the best. He could do anything. He could do drama. He could do comedy. He was a writer, director, one of the best ever, in my opinion.
Agreed. Yep. We're talking about Billy Wilder, so I don't mean to go to a different direction there. But I don't think Kirk Douglas gets his flowers. I really don't. My dad and my papa, when my papa was around, they were watching a bunch of old Kirk Douglas mm-hmm. movies and Spartacus and a lot of these. Yeah. But there were these movies that I hadn't seen of his. And I'm watching and I'm like, my God, I must have underestimated him or something, because I feel like he just got lost in the shuffle, all these great actors.
At the time,
Douglas,
yeah.
Whoa.
He was something else.
Was he good?
Yeah.
Very happy birthday. Happy 14th birthday to Ruby Fish.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Enjoy your birthday, Ruby. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Ben Kauth.
Ben, happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Kaylee Liska.
Happy birthday, Kaylee. I just realized you know a lot of Bens.
I do.
For some reason, I don't know why. You know a lot of Bens.
That's weird. I don't know. I wanted to make a Michael Jackson Ben joke there, but no, I'm not going to do it.
You should have done it.
I should have. We'll take a quick commercial break, but we'd encourage you to head on over to Misty's Treat Yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When they get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. I've always loved this beat.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Yeah.
Seth and James here with you. Never had a doubt. Who is this?
Naked Eyes.
It is Naked Eyes. Okay.
Yes. They had a couple hits in the 80s. Some really good ones, too.
We got Terry Johns coming in tomorrow to co-host, and I was going to say Corey Hart, and I think it was just because I looked over there, and Terry's usually sitting over there.
Right.
And I would have thought of that, yeah. She's gonna hit me up aside the back of the head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's, I'm going to get it for that. We got an interesting one here, Seth. The 5 best summer jobs for teens.
All right.
This is an interesting list. I want to hear from the audience, 424-2600. Tell us what your summer job was, if you liked your summer job, what you did. We all had summer gigs. I know that I raked a lot of lawns. I mowed a lot of lawns. I mowed a lot of lawns.
Right.
I did rake lawns in a couple months. That's what I did.
Yeah, fall time, right? Yeah, yeah.
Year-round, there was stuff to do, because mm-hmm. it was mowing, raking, then shoveling.
Yep.
You always had something you could make a couple bucks doing. That's pretty much what I did for the summers, was that kind of hustle. I swept up at my aunt's salon a bit. Mm-hmm. I worked at a factory for a little while. I did some things like that mm-hmm. and everything. But I never had any like traditional summer jobs. Did you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, part of the problem was is I lived out in the country, like way out in the country. Okay. So it wasn't one of those things where I could walk to work or anything like that. So, I did work at like a Perkins or something like that. That was my first mm-hmm. real job when I was 16. So I could drive by that point.
Yeah.
The one summer job I do remember doing, and I don't know if I did it more than 1 year, but I was like 14 years old And we had a local, you know, pick your own strawberry farm that was very close to where I lived. So I would, especially where my dad worked, I put out a thing. I actually put out a little a business thing. I called Seth's Strawberry Service is what I called it. And I would pick buckets of strawberries. People would order them. And I would pick the strawberries and deliver it to them work. So, and I worked it out with the farmer who owned the strawberry. I would just charge the same he did for a pre-picked bucket of strawberries. So, you know, it was more expensive if they picked it for you, if you did it yourself. So I would, you know, basically make – that's where my profit was from. I would pay for that and then I would do it. It was actually pretty darn good. It worked out pretty well for a summer for me. Of course, the strawberry season is only about like a month and a half, like from June to the middle of July, and then it's done. Yeah. So but it was a – but it was for a good chunk of the summer. But I can't – I remember how much I enjoyed it. It was actually kind of a fun job. You know, just go out and pick strawberries and then – go and sell them. So that was cool.
That is one of my favorite stories you've ever told. That is awesome. I also feel like you DoorDash owes you money. Like you were doing DoorDash before they were.
It's true. It's true. Very local. You know, very localized. Yeah. But it's true. Yeah, that's what
that
I was doing.
That is awesome. I worked jobs mostly from like as soon as I was 15. Mm. I worked at and this is going to be a callback for locals around here in Rapids. I worked at Deja Vu Video for a couple of years. And that was really the summer gig for me for quite some time. And we want to hear from you and what your summer gig was.
Yeah.
424-2600. Feel free to call up between now and 10. Bring that up. Someone went through every list they could find where experts weighed in on the best summer jobs for teenagers.
All right.
And here are the top five overall. It looks like they are in order. So okay. we'll go right in number one.
Yeah, let's start with number one.
Camp counselor. You make new friends, get to do all the activities like swimming or horseback riding, and you also learn leadership skills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We got a bunch of great camps in this area.
We do. And you're so right. I spent my first year in college summer. After my first year in college as a camp counselor at a Boy Scout camp that I went to when I was a Boy Scout. And I spent that summer there, and that was a great experience. That was a lot of fun.
Now, if 80s movies have taught me anything, Seth, that was wild. That was a wild time being a camp counselor.
No, it wasn't wild.
No,
But they were right on some things. There are the whole love thing, you fall in. That part was true.
Yeah.
That I did, you know, it wasn't wild and crazy. It wasn't a lot of drink before we got, we weren't going to do anything like that.
No.
But no, there were romantic intrigues going on. That was for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of, you know, teenagers, early 20-year-olds. That's going to happen, you know, that kind of thing. So
there are certain things that we'll never have back that I do miss a little bit in the 80s camp movies. Like, you're never going to see camp movies anymore. Maybe every once in a while, like on a TV movie or something like that. But like Meatballs and things like that, you'll never see those.
Those are done. Those are done. They've run their course.
Probably
better.
Probably for the best, yeah. Number two, babysitter. It's not always an easy job, but it's one of the easiest jobs to get as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a good intro into running your own business.
That's true.
And I mean, the skills and the things that you will learn to help you as a parent, if you end up being a parent one day. Having a brother and sister was a big part of this for me.
Yeah.
And anything that I'm any good at as a parent, which I don't know how big that list is, it comes from a lot of that.
Right.
But
right.
I think that's a great one for kids.
Well, and there's some resources in town here. I think the Y offers babysitting courses so you can learn, especially the important things, especially CPR, which is very important, but all the other, you know, ways of doing it. So you're right. That is a job that always is in demand.
Always.
Always. There's always parents who need babysitters. Always.
I have a hard time believing you are going to be able to find a time when that is not the case. Yes.
No. 110%.
Let's see. Number three, tutor. I didn't see that coming. It's a good one if your kid's is smart. It's even easier now because you can do it online.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That makes a lot of sense.
Wow. Tutoring got a lot different.
It did. Considering, think about it. When we were kids, you know, you actually had to go to the place.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, and then you'd have to stay there and all that stuff. But yeah. That's right.
A lot of the time, they came over to your house or something like that. That's interesting.
So, but now you're right. Super easy.
I would think that that's a good gig too. Number four, dog walker. Like babysitting, it's another one where you might have a built-in customer base. Plenty of friends and family probably have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn some similar skills, not the same thing by any means, but some similar skills to babysitting and some of these other gigs.
And then maybe someday you can get a job working for a billionaire taking care of their dogs.
Yes,
you know, like yes. we looked at yesterday. That's so
great callback. Great callback. That gig, he's getting shredded for that, by the way.
That guy who's posted that, good.
Yeah, he's getting shredded for that one.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
And the last one on this list, mowing lawns or doing landscaping.
Look at that. Well, James already went through that one for you.
It's physical. You do get a workout.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be outside a bunch.
That's always a good thing.
And mowing lawns is not complicated.
It's not.
It's a pretty simple, basic thing.
The only thing about it takes time. That's the only thing about it. It's not hard, though. It's not a hard job. No. Even if you're just doing the old push mower, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Well, especially when you finally have decent mowers you're working with. I'm basically doing two different lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And both those places, the mowers that are there, first time in like 10 years, they're good. We got my dad a new mower for Father's Day.
That's right. Yeah, you talked about that.
And it's electric.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
electric mowers, nothing. Oh, there's nothing like it, man.
I got nothing against gasoline. Nothing against it. But if you asked me what the worst smell in the world is for me, it's gasoline.
Oh, it's not a good smell.
I can't stand it.
Plus the oil that's in those things, too. Ugh.
The fact that I don't have to smell like gasoline when I'm mowing anymore is a godsend.
And it's not loud. It's a lot quieter with your electric mowers, you know?
That battery packs a punch.
Yep.
Like, I was able to do my parents' whole lawn, no troubles.
Mm-hmm.
I love that thing. I am tempted to see if it has a significant other.
Just be careful. Don't run over the cord.
That one's in cord.
Sounds like it's just on batteries.
It's just a battery,
but the old ones, I'm thinking, had the, you know, you had to plug in the extension cord. You know.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going? You got a summer job you wanted to take?
Well, yeah. Obviously, you know, when you're kids, you got the lawn mowing, you got the newspaper out, you got dishwasher. But probably one of my best and favorite times when I was working in the summertime was when I worked in Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I started out at Noah's Ark and worked there for a summer, and then I ended up actually becoming one of those great tour guides on the amphibious ducks.
So, cool. Oh, that is awesome.
That's great.
Did you enjoy doing that?
I made a lot of money.
There you go. That answers that question.
You know, especially when you can get those old lady specials and get the bus tours and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where you kind of made the money, but it was fun. I mean, yeah, you had your days where you had some of those people that were on the boats that were kind of jerks and had a few too many beverages before they got on there. You know, you just wish you could throw them off overboard, you know, and, you know, throw them a life jacket.
Throw them a raft.
Throw them
a life jacket. You did your job. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a great one.
Yeah, working in the Dells, I mean, people sit there and say, oh, it's the Dells. Some of those employers, though, they do treat their employees pretty good. They do have housing down there. And it was fun. I mean, a couple summers there, I probably didn't make as much or come home as much money as I, you know, normally would. But as the older you got, you know, obviously you were able to have a little bit more fun. And
yeah,
I had a few roommates that we pretty much spent our paychecks on the adult beverages.
Yeah. Especially in the Dells. I mean, it's kind of like...
It's not hard to get it.
Yeah. This is great, man. Thank you for the call.
It was fun. So.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, wait, one quick thing you were guys talking about on WIRI this morning about onion ring, being the onion ring day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you peeled off the breading from the onion ring.
Yes.
Try this next time you have a campfire, James. Mm. Take the onion and throw it on top of a good bed of coals. And let it sit there, and then peel the outside, and especially on Vidalian onions. This is the best way to do it.
Mm.
It's just like eating an onion ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing that.
Nice.
I will let you know how that goes, because I'm doing that. That's a good one.
And I can't believe, Seth, you haven't ever thought of that, of being a Boy Scout, because that's what we did at Boy Scout camp. We get the big onions, throw them right on the fire, and then pull them out, peel them, and eat them.
No, we were too busy trying to make things explode. So, yeah.
I appreciate the call, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah,
thank you,
great.
Sir.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Great call
that
right
was
there.
Great.
Best listeners in radio.
Before we go to break, well, I got to tell you, I can tell you the one job that, according to my teenage nephew, Henry, is not a good summer job, Walmart.
I've heard heard that, though. Yeah. I've heard that.
He's not impressed.
I've heard. I got friends and older people that mm-hmm. work there that don't seem to have any troubles. But like teenagers don't like it there. I don't know. No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that was a great reference by the yeah. caller there. A friend of mine, we took her daughter to the, this is years ago, but took her daughter to the Dells to an interview for a mm-hmm. gig, and she got a job down there and loved it. Mm-hmm. That's always a good idea, especially around here. I don't know if they're hiring anymore. It's a little later in the game,
season now, yeah.
That's never a bad idea to do, especially if you got teenagers in the house.
Boy, and that's something that's very specific to here. Yeah, you can't do that everywhere.
Yes. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope your Thursday is going good. Thanks for joining Seth and I here on The Morning Show. Got about 5 minutes left to take you to the top of the hour. We're going to kick things off in that 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You can find out more right now by going to swchs.com. Check out their website and be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow.
Mm-hmm.
And this day and age, to have these dogs and these animals showing up on your timeline, man.
That'll make you smile. Mm-hmm. Give you a good day there.
Be sure to stick around for that. Afterwards, we'll have a little entertainment news, that ain't right story, some good news stories of the day, including some local good stuff for you. Looking forward to.
Awesome.
Right now, it's difficult to dive into the dating scene when you're a single parent. You have less freedom. You spend nights out out of town, and you just it's difficult.
Yeah.
It can be difficult too, but there is an interesting thing happening this summer.
Okay,
a new survey from dating.com shows that 60% of single women are open to dating single dads.
Oh,
and this
nice.
Is the first time this has happened. That number has been that high.
Oh, wow!
According to the article here, that number has never been over 48%.
Yeah, that's a strong majority now. Yeah,
just kind of skyrocketed. These women are less willing to put up with in indecisiveness, uncertainty, and immaturity.
Mm.
A single dad may be more likely to be stable, responsible, mature, and all those things, and less likely to quote play games.
Right. Exactly.
And here are a few more stats from the survey, but real quick, I find that very encouraging and interesting about society just in general.
Well, you know, as society changes, you know, society has been changing a lot. You know, the family structure in the last 50, 60 years, 70 years, however long, it's become different.
Yeah.
It's not your traditional way of doing it. Families, you know, there's a lot more blended families. There's a lot more things like that. There's going to be a lot more single parents these days. And that, you know, makes sense. People are understanding that, okay, things aren't like, you know, what we think of when we think of the 50s, you know, the nuclear family, that kind of stuff. It's different now. And people understand that, I think.
What I would really like to see is the reverse of this. Men being looking and being interested in dating single women, single mothers. The idea of hearing a guy say that he's not interested in the woman because she has kids or something like that is one of the most cowardly, lame things I've ever heard in my life.
It sounds like it's really a lame excuse.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
I'm sorry. You just ain't a man to me. I'm sorry. That to me, that just is my opinion. That is just my feeling. To each their own. Maybe you just ain't with kids or something like that. But to me, if you meet somebody, they're amazing. I don't care how many kids they have. Let me tell you what it's like being single, all right? Like, you find someone, you hang on to that person.
You hold on.
But they have 50 kids. I don't care. Are they going to live with you forever? No. If things work out...
Kids grow up.
Kids grow up. They're out of the house. Boom, you're good. Single moms are awesome.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, why would you give up something that's so great just because of something as silly as that? I mean, come on.
Plus, kids are awesome.
Yeah.
It just makes everything better. Here are a few more stats from the survey. 75% of single people say that a match having a kid would have little to no impact on their interest in dating them.
How about that?
75% say that to a survey. I hope that they say that to them, that they actually live by that.
The margin for error on that, I'm not sure, might be kind of high.
Yeah. 95% said that the match should be upfront about having a kid on the first date.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to do that, yes.
But they wouldn't need to meet the kid early on. No. 60% said it could happen for the first time after 6 months of dating. That's just fair to the kid. It's not smart to introduce the adult to the kid right away. You want to make sure that this is going to work out.
It can lead to some issues. Let's just put it that way. Because, yeah, if you're constantly bringing, you know, like it doesn't work out and then you're dating someone, then that's going to be very confusing to the kid and all this stuff. So I think it's wise to wait.
You ain't got
to
be Freud to figure that out.
No,
I mean, you know, there's a line there. But you also got to live your life.
Exactly.
And I think that means you can do the dating thing without introducing them to your kids until you know, okay, this is solid. They can meet little, you know, the little guys.
And employing a lot of teenage babysitters. See, that's we got another job market for them right now.
It all comes together. It all comes together. We'll come back next hour with a bunch of fun for you. And, of course, we'll kick things off with our good friends from the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Want to touch on, as well, some great programming we got coming up for you, like a great show over on WIRI we'll mention. Mm. Plenty more coming up right here on, well, you go ahead and say it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.